This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is recommending no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton for her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. FBI Director James Comey sharply condemned Clinton and her colleagues at the State Department for how they handled classified material.
Although we did not find clear evidence that Secretary Clinton or her colleagues intended to violate laws governing the handling of classified information, there is evidence that they were extremely careless in their handling of very sensitive, highly classified information.
That material was sent via a private email server Clinton established at her home in New York. President Barack Obama joined presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail Tuesday, telling a crowd in Charlotte, North Carolina, that he wants to help her be elected president. Iraq's interior minister has offered to resign. Mohammed Ghaban Tuesday handed over authority to his deputy until the offer is considered by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi. The minister has been the target of public anger since Sunday when a suicide bombing killed 175 people. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Karada district looking for people who are missing. Japan's foreign minister, Fumio Kishida, said Tuesday he felt sorrow and indignation as the bodies of seven Japanese nationals killed in an attack in Bangladesh returned home. The victims were among 20 hostages killed Saturday in Dhaka. Bangladeshi officials initially said officers killed six attackers and captured another, but they're now saying that one of those killed may have been a hostage. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stopped in Kenya Tuesday as part of a tour of four African countries. Lenny Ruvaga reports.
A detachment from the Kenyan Air Force greeted Netanyahu in Nairobi Tuesday. The Israeli Prime Minister later told reporters this trip is about rebuilding ties with Africa.
We believe that Africa is a continent on the rise, and the rising tide will help everyone.
Investment and security cooperation are high on the agenda. Netanyahu visited Uganda Monday. He heads to Rwanda before ending his tour in Ethiopia. Lenny Ruvaga, Nairobi.
The unmanned Juno spacecraft completed its engine burn Monday and began orbiting Jupiter. The spacecraft is beginning a 20-month mission mapping that planet. Scott Bolton of the Southwest Research Institute joined others at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, in heaving a sigh of relief when the orbit was achieved.
NASA did it again. That says it all to me.
Juno will be exposed to intense radiation as it orbits Jupiter. Italian authorities detained a vagrant Tuesday on suspicion of murdering a university student from Wisconsin. Police issued a statement identifying the suspect as Massimo Galeotto, a 40-year-old from Rome. The body of a 17-year-old, Bo Solomon, was found in the Tiber River on Monday, 3 days after he went missing. A French parliamentary inquiry into last year's terrorist attacks in Paris is calling for the creation of a single national anti-terrorism agency. The suggested overhaul of the nation's intelligence services is just one of more than three dozen recommendations made by the commission in a report released Tuesday. A suspected member of the Al-Shabaab militant group lobbed a hand grenade into a market in Mogadishu Tuesday. Witnesses say nine civilians were wounded by the blast. Nigerian soldiers thwarted suicide attacks Tuesday by two women from the Boko Haram group. The soldiers shot and killed the women before they were able to detonate their explosives. A military spokesman says the planned attacks targeted displaced people who had fled their homes because of fighting. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni says his country will reconsider plans to pull its troops from Somalia if the AU stabilization mission there takes certain actions. Speaking to reporters at the end of a regional security summit in Kampala Monday, Mr. Museveni said the military mission in Somalia has not been working successfully. He said his government cannot support the mission in the current situation, but he said if officials are serious about building Somalia's army and if the program is working, he will support it. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.